storm hit. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The storm is blamed for at least 116 deaths. CBS's Jason Allen is in Cedar Key, Florida.
When Helene hit, it really didn't matter if your home was up on pilings or stilts because those homes are gone. This is the type of destruction that has some people here wondering if it's worth it to rebuild.
Overseas, an Israeli airstrike hit an apartment building in Beirut today. Reporter Linda Gradstein with more from Jerusalem.
Today's attack was apparently the first inside Beirut since the cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah began almost a year ago. Israel has repeatedly hit the edge of Beirut, including the Dahiya neighborhood, such as when Israel killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. In a separate attack, Israel said it killed the commander of Hamas in Lebanon, Fatah Sarif.
Well, CBS's Christian Benavides has more on the court appearance today for the man accused of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump on a Florida golf course earlier this month.
The hearing lasted less than 5 minutes. Ryan Wesley Ruth was walked into the courtroom. He was handcuffed. He sat in between his two attorneys and entered a not guilty plea.
The vice presidential candidates hold their only debate tomorrow night. Former New York legislator Democrat Josh Lafazan says it's going to be worth paying attention to in a very close race.
If we look at American history of politics, you know, vice presidential debates are always not materially impactful on the election. 2024 really is the exception.
There's concern from Massachusetts to Texas as 45,000 dock workers have threatened to walk off the job tonight. Contract talks have been stalled since June. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
The potential for disruption is significant. We've not had an event occur like this in our ports since 1977, and that lasted 12 days.
Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo has died at 58 of brain cancer. He was a defensive standout at 7 feet 2 inches tall and a global ambassador for the game. Wall Street's. Right now the Dow is down 125 points, S&P down 2.5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 6 Racine City Council members are boycotting future meetings to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged control over the agenda. They're demanding changes to rules allowing the mayor to restrict items from reaching the council floor. Milwaukee hosts political campaigns and playoff baseball tomorrow. In the city tomorrow is second gentleman Doug Emhoff and former President Donald Trump. The Brewers' wildcard playoff game adds to the day's events, potentially causing traffic impacts. We Energies is holding public hearings in Racine on proposed rate increases. The plan, which would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24, faces opposition from local officials and environmental groups. The hearing tomorrow is at the Chavez Center. Racine residents in the 14th Aldermanic District have until Friday to apply for that vacant city council seat. The council, if they can, will appoint a new member during their October 15th meeting. And the November general election is approaching with voter resources available online. People can access candidate information through Civic Media's Wisconsin Legislative Voter Guide. That's at civicmedia.us. You can find out more about voting at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at wrjn.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions, but I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunny and still summery today for the final day of September. Highs reach the mid-70s. With winds off the lake, they'll switch to out of the south tonight and then blast out of the north, dragging our high temperatures to feeling more like fall. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WRJN. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, Three Dog Night on WRJN. Tomorrow, Artists of Record Contest continues. Tomorrow will be something from Sly and the Family Stone. You can win the album. Because Jerry Martini, he's saxophonist with the group. Been with them since they started. It's his birthday tomorrow, so we're going to be celebrating it here, right here.
People say I'm the life of the party, cause I tell a joke or two.
I want.
Hits, tell a friend. WRJN. Great to have you listening this afternoon. We sure appreciate it. I'm Cindy Huber. Got this contest going on now this month. All this month starts tomorrow with October. Being that this is the last day of the month in September, and I'm like, what? You mean it's not July anymore? Anyway, we have got some great tunes coming up for the next month, and we're giving away vinyl albums. So when you hear an artist, know that that album that they're from, you're going to win. And then at the end of the month, we're going to take a couple grand prize winners and going to win record players, because you know what? Got people winning that don't have a record player anymore. And I hear you. I want to thank Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant. They are your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And check them out. And they're the ones, of course, bringing us this contest here. Artist of record on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon, Target.com, or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon, Target.com, or NewNordicUSA.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. According to a recent survey, nearly half of all Americans think you can be too old to start saving for retirement. Now listen, my 47-year-old self does not like the idea that I could ever be too old for anything. And I know for sure that the only way anyone can age out of saving for retirement is to actually retire. I mean, yes, of course, you're going to have a bigger nest egg if you start saving young, but older savers have an advantage over the younger ones. People in their 40s and 50s typically make double what their 20-something colleagues make. And the math is clear. You are younger today than you will be at any point in your future. More than half of us are behind in our retirement savings, so don't wait another minute to start. I've got a video that can help you out. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
It's the Isley Brothers, Twist and Shout on WRJN. Yeah, you spoke, we listened. Local news, timeless hits, they're back on WRJN. A beautiful, gorgeous day this afternoon. 73 degrees right now, partly cloudy tonight, a little 62. Breezy tomorrow with a high near 70. It's 11.5 first on WRJN.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Baby does the hanky panky.
My baby does a hanky-panky.
Okay, I think we get the idea. Tommy James and the Shondells, Hanky Panky from 66 a year later. He's got I Think We're Alone Now. Next year after that is Crystal Blue, Persuasion and Crimson and Clover and Moni Moni. And then 1971, Dragon the Lime. He's got a full body of hits. But we just play Hanky Panky. No, I'm just kidding. We play all of them. Come on. Just trying to have some fun with you this beautiful afternoon. You're listening to WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Tell a friend. And right in front of the news here, the Packers season this Sunday. Packers going up against LA Rams. Here's hoping they kick their behinds. All right, pregame at 1 p.m., kickoff just after 3. And Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. Perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner house on the lake where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. If you see these, our local benefactors, please thank them for bringing Packer football to WRJN on 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha. As we now join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in rural Wisconsin over the weekend. He spoke in Prairie du Chien, hoping to capitalize on the recent arrest of an undocumented immigrant accused of violent crimes.
We will secure that border on day one. I always say, you know, they say, what are the first things you're going to do, or the first two things? I always say, number one, we're closing our border, and number two, we drill, baby, drill.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Waunakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Home prices keep going up in Wisconsin 8%, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The median price of a Wisconsin home is now $324,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. What do you think about paying more for power? There's a chance to answer that question this week in Racine and Milwaukee, with We Energies holding public hearings. Their proposal would raise the typical monthly bill by nearly $24, and it's already facing opposition from local officials and environmental groups. They're concerned about affordability and clean energy goals. The Racine event is at the Chavez Center tomorrow. Six Racine City Council members representing over a third of the council have announced a boycott of future meetings. They're protesting Mayor Corey Mason's alleged control over the council's agenda. The group, including Melissa Caprillion, Olivia Davis, Jeff Coe, Renee Kelly, Sandy Widener, and Henry Perez, is demanding changes to rules that allow the mayor to restrict items from reaching the council floor. The boycott, set to begin at tomorrow night's meeting, threatens to disrupt city business. If you haven't done your own research, now's a good time. Lisa Hale has more.
Civic Media has a Wisconsin legislative voter guide along with information that you're looking for. Candidates running to represent you and the new legislative maps. Visit civicmedia.us/voter guide. And to learn what's specifically on your ballot, where your polling place is, and how to request an absentee ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Sunny and still summery today. For the final day of September, highs reach the mid-70s. With winds off the lake, they'll switch to out of the south tonight and then blast out of the north, dragging our high temperatures to feeling more like fall, with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Redbone, come and get your love on WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and yet nowhere to run. Martha and Vandellas.
Nowhere to run.
Evening falls so hard. Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Hits and a very slow fade out over Bridge Over Troubled Water. Simon and Garfunkel. Boy, what a classic. Will always be a classic forever and ever. Oh, man. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you today, and with me, Rich Caseo.
Close enough.
I got somewhere in the vicinity.
You know what? Somebody told me about this years ago. How you pronounce my last name? Think about the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Mm-hmm. It's a Caseo.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Low Casio.
Low Casio. All righty, we're getting near there. They've got a Brewers game tomorrow. And, of course, we're out of regular season. This stuff is going to get really exciting very, very quick.
As a matter of fact, we don't even know who the Brewers are playing tomorrow. We're going to find that out hopefully before the end of today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there's a doubleheader happening right now at Truist Park in Atlanta. So, but we'll know tomorrow. We'll know tomorrow who the Brewers are playing. It'll be game one of the wild card series at American Family Field. All three games in Milwaukee, and they're going to be right here on WRJN.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. One and done is tonight's game.
Well, it's a doubleheader between the Braves and the Mets. Game one is actually happening right now. Game two will be later.
Okay.
But it'll either be the Braves or the Mets, or I believe the Arizona Diamondbacks are in the mix too. But we'll see, hopefully by the end of today, who the Brewers will be playing tomorrow. And that game starts, pregame will be 3:55 tomorrow, because first pitch is just after 4:30.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for sharing that with me, Rich Locasio.
Locasio.
Oh. Well, as soon as I leave here, I'm heading over to the retirement home where me and the dog hang out.
That
won't
be necessary.
It's
You're
very
good,
nice
Cindy.
There. They, three full meals a day. But anyway, Rich, thank you so much for coming on the air with me.
Thank you, Cindy.
Love you, babe. All right. Bye-bye.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night.
thank you, baby. Like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby.
Local news, Timeless Hits is all right here on WRJN. Just in front, CBS National News. Also, Stuart J. Waddles, the local news and sports, weather, and the awesome Kurt Vollman. Coming up next, you have a great afternoon. Here's the Birds.
Everything turn. There is a season
and Timeless Hits. WRJN.